not costing us anything. We're swapping property. Or one side for the other or something.
No firstborn. And we're back from recess. Commissioner Straffus has returned with the easements that we've been discussing. Commissioner?
Motion to accept easements provided by Randy Hayes from Russell, G. Russell and Jacqueline Russell, from Joey Gravel and Lois M. Gravel, and Larry B. Berry and Alice L. Berry.
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
And the legal descriptions are there.
They're all attached. I'm looking at what we have to sign if anything, sir.
Motion's been made to accept easements as presented on behalf of three individuals that live on Iowa Colony Road as per recommendation of Road and Bridge. Motion has been seconded. Is there discussion regarding these easements, gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
All in favor of the easements, please say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously. For the record, it's G. Russell. Oh, Russell, G. Russell. Russ Russell, would that be the ex-administrator of Skaggs Hospital?
Probably so. Huh? Yeah, I think he lives in that area.
And Randy, did we have another item to move to?
That's all I had.
Yeah, we only allowed 30 minutes.
I was wanting to get on the record. I had started to make a conversation, and you reminded me we were in recess. I didn't even know we were in recess at that point. But
thank you.
It involved the fill-in at KDOC. Great River.
Let her get the names copied down.
Great River Engineering has provided us and the Corps a plan and a drawing of the fill for that particular area. The Corps, in a meeting, Mr. Houseman, before you were here, agreed to outgrant that strip of land across there where the dip is there at K to get to the other county roads that we have on the other side. And Randy and I went over it, and they've got a proposed height on that that is quite a bit. I think the fill can be cut more than in half if we don't use the fill that they've recommended. They have it the same level as the water would have to go be at the dam level going over the dam on the south side of Bull Shoals. So I'm going to get with Spencer and make a recommendation on as we did the creek down here, Swan Creek. They had a 10, 20, 50, and 100-year levels, and I want to use that scale and see if 8 foot for, like, if it's underwater in a 20-year section, that we could maybe go with that if 8 foot will work. And I told Randy to get in touch with Spencer, okay, who drew the paperwork up, engineering firm. Is that all right with you, gentlemen?
I can't address that because we don't have an agendized, but I think that you should get with
the direction you're given. I'm good with, but
with Randy and the gentleman.
Well, I thought it was with Road and Bridge on Road and Bridge.
No, they specifically set it up as Iowa Colony Road.
Oh, I'm sorry then. I just I thought we were just at the Road and Bridge here. So
no,
but we need to do that. We need to.
I'm good with what you're doing.
Well, okay. I'll post a Corps of Engineers work session then later.
Okay.
I thought it had Road and Bridge on that thing before it had Iowa College. So.
But my apologies. I should have said when I looked down.
All right.
Randy, are you also here to talk about the spring cleanup? Or is that a discussion we're having?
That's our discussion.
That was a discussion for you guys to basically, I think, set a date and discuss other things on the spring cleanup. But
The date we had suggested was April 15th and April 16th. It's a Friday, Saturday. That's usually around that time of the middle of the month, usually of April, and that happens to be the Friday and Saturday. So,
gentlemen, I've got a question on that.
What days did you say?
April 15th and 16th is
tentatively.
That's what the suggestion is.
I've got a question on that, and this would be a good one for Mr. Stottle too. When we first started the cleanup, we did a 2-day, one time of the year, and a 1-day. One time a year. It was either spring was 2 days and fall was 1 day or vice versa.
Thank you.
And we proceeded to, in the last 3 or 4 years, to do a 2-day spring and 2-day in the fall. Does that, has the numbers basically, is the second day an advantage? Does it bring the amount of stuff being brought in? Because I know what happens on the east side over here, and we started filling those bins up. And the year that we had a little mistake in the paper that caused us to have to do 2 more days, we seen a benefit from the 2 more days because they filled the more bins up. So do you think the 2 days is an advantage?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
If I was going to cut to one, it'd only be in the fall.
Okay.
I think spring is the time when people are cleaning.
Yeah. So just we're going to do the 2 days?
2 days.
Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. But you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We used to do two in the spring and one in the fall, I believe. So, but anyway, I'm all for it. Do you guys want to set that date?
Yep. So motion to approve spring cleanup days for April 15th and 16th, 2011.
And will you guys be getting your work crews that want to work those days lined up? And
we'll make sure that we have the proper advertising also in the paper and all that.
Right.
So.
Commissioner Strahan, do you want to second that motion?
I second it.
Motion has been made and seconded to establish the spring cleanup for April 15th and 16th. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously.
Okay.
I don't mean to shortchange you gentlemen on time, but we're dropping behind on the number of items that we have on the agenda, which, if I'm not mistaken, we were chatting about moving to an incremental time section, which we can talk later when we look at this, but for the agenda,
mm-hmm.
for 15-minute sections. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in this morning. Should we set a tentative date to do this with them, to sit down with Road and Bridge and have that taken care of?
We can. I mean, I can send an email. We're talking 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks from now, right?
Okay.
There's those back. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
We were talking the week of the 14th of March is really the next time we could get together. And we, 14, yeah, I would probably say the 14th is the day we want to try to get together with them.
Let us get back with you with the time, but we'll shoot for the 14th.
What I'd like to do on those dates is have a work session arranged along with the three commissioners, maybe post a field trip to some of those locations we can take off and
prior to this meeting?
No.
Okay.
After we have our meeting.
Going to be on Monday, that would be impossible if our schedule's full, so let's do another day.
That we'll do another day, but that's the reason I'm saying what I'm saying. If you put it on, we need to have a meeting and a field trip. It wouldn't have to be the same day, but it would be nice if we got through and had the recommendations and we could go ahead and look at some of those recommended roads.
Dang, 14th's not going to work. Okay, we're going to have to work on a date. And we'll
not only that, we're going to need a lot of time. This is not something I think.
No,
we need a half hour or an hour.
It's half a day.
We're
going to
talk about all projects, so we'll find a half a day and we'll contact you ASAP. All right, gentlemen. Okay. Thank you again.
Yeah, what we need to do is we need to post, if we're going to shift back to four 10-hour days, I'm in favor of it. We just don't have it posted, so yeah. I'll post it next week for just a real quick vote. I mean, I'm in favor of it, but we'll post it.
Okay. When the time changes is what we've done every year.
Dave, my nod was, yeah.
But it's not a policy, so we've got to either create the policy that it's automatic from now on or not. So.
All right.
All right.
Is that
next order of business that we have is AirTran/Southwest Airlines.
I'm looking here. One more thing, sir, before we jump into that.
Oh, out of time.
With Mr.
You did, didn't you, Mr. Paulson? Welcome.
Welcome.
Bob, can I get you to take a look at this letter that came? And...
Oh, come on.
Last two or three sentences particularly, but.
There's also a personnel matter that Danny wanted to deal with. We also have payroll.
You're talking about this morning.
Yeah, I'm talking between now and 10:30. I'm trying to think if there's anything we can do that's not in executive. Because if we go in executive, we're going to be in there until 10:30. Because we have payroll still. And the payroll is specifically just to let you know.
Because our list of to-dos are not set with any specific time, let's move to approval of payroll so that we can take care of that.
So from the payroll perspective, this is not payroll. This is not the payroll time of the month. However, this payroll, it was Don Blue's request for the retirement to be able to issue the last check for the early retirement policy and the two policies enacted, being able to issue a check on the last check, which is not a normal cycle.
Doesn't fall at a normal time, right?
Right.
I understand. Have that list?
We do not have that list, sir.
Then I would request we get that list, go through it, and approve it.
I would agree with you, sir. Mm-hmm. Bob, are you here for this meeting here? Or are you here for Sunshine? That's this afternoon, isn't it?
Well, I can be here for all of those things, but right now I was here for AirTran posting.
Okay. All right, well, then I'm going to say motion going to executive pursuant 610.021.12 regarding the posting of AirTran/Southwest. How's that?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session.
I have to interrupt. I didn't say also part one. There's two executives.
Part one and part 12.
Yes, sir.
Is there discussion? And I have discussion. Why would we be going into executive session?
Okay. I would tell you that there have been actions taken by the county commission in the past that we need to deal with. Could lead to litigation. It has to do with negotiation of contractual arrangements. Number one, subdivision talks about legal advice, and number 12 talks about negotiation of contracts. We don't have to go into executive, certainly, but, it's up to the commission whether they wish to do that or not.
I would like to because of the litigation part of it.
All in favor of going to executive session, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously. We will stand in executive session, gentlemen, for the purposes of 610.021, subsection 1, and subsection 12.